דווקא סבוב ומישנה סטורט, כל הנושים בחזק הסתר לבעליהן, הבוין מן הדרך נשען להן בחזק הסתר. So the issue is בחזק הסתר, ואז היא says, בלוי בדיקה. שלא יוזכר בדיקה, אלא לעסוקה בתר. Just the issue that she's עסוקה בתר, that she's dealing with things that are tor, that the culture is rumor. She needs a בדיקה to make sure that everything she's dealing with is remains tor. But I was Tana Isha, the Baila, Ches Kastara, the Baalim. She does, even without a Bdika, she's Muta, the Baila. A Boin Minaderech, he came from out of town, so Neshen Lem Ches Kastara, even if she doesn't ask her, she's Muta to him. And the Gemara says, what's the Chidush by Boin Minaderech? So we would think that if she's in town, if he's in town, so then she thinks about it, that she should be Tor, the Baila, so she's Bodek, so she's Tor. But if she, he was out of town, she didn't think of it, and maybe she's Tomei and she doesn't realize it, or she doesn't mention it, or she forgot. So Kamash Malon, that she's, you could rely on her. And even if he came from out of town, he's still Tor. She's still Tor for him. Then the Gemara says, Omar Ish Lokish, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyavu, Shebo Motzo B'Seichim Mirinos. So when do we say that Isha is B'chez Kastara L'Bailo, and Boin Menaderech is Bechez Kastare, that Bo Motzo B'Soichim Me'enosa, that he came in the middle of the days of Doinosa, that means in the time that usually she doesn't see, and at that period she's Mutter. But if he came after Me'enosa, so then it would be also. So Rashi says B'Soichim Me'enosa, Lamed Yoim L'Re'ir, Avalacha Lamed Bay B'dik, Hoel B'Stam Noshim Chazin L'Soif Oina. Because the Oina Beinin is a Oina that we say that the Derech Klala Isha would see once in 30 days. So we say that if he came to Sechi Meri Noso within Lamed Yoin, Luri Yoso, so then it's Muto because she doesn't see within 30 days the Derech Klala. But if he came to Sechi Meri Noso, means he came when it already went by or it's coming the 30th day, so then she's also. So what Reish Lakish is talking about, is he talking about a Yesh Lovesa, and Lovesa will soon see in the Rishon. So Rashi says that it's talking about a Oina Benemis. Omar Avune, Lo Yishonu El Hashayin Lovesa, Aval Yesh Lovesa is also Lashamish. We're only talking, if she doesn't have a Vesa, that means she doesn't have a Kavius, of which days she'll see, like every month a certain day, or every amount of days she would see. But yes, Lovesis, if she has a Kavua, so it's also Lishamish. The Gemara asks Klapilaye, on what are we talking? Adra, the Ipcha Mistaber, it should be the opposite. Ein Lovesis, Ein Mechazoi. If she doesn't have a Vesis, she doesn't have a clear amount of time, a clear period. So we say that maybe she did see, because we don't know, it's each time different. Yes, Lovesis, but if she has a Vesis Kavua, so Vesis Kvialo, so we could know when he comes, if it's the time of the Vesis or not. Elo I itmorochi itmorom rabune loishanu elo shloi giyashas besta. That we're only saying that a ishos b'cheskas tara lebailo and it didn't came the time of her vestas. Avali giyashas besta asuro. But it came the time of the vestas she's also kosova vesta is doiraisa. So Rashi says loishanu that rabune is saying loishanu. And who does rabune talk? Dechimotso loishanu dechimotso toichimei noso lebaye b'dika. What Reish Lakish said, that he found her in the middle of Yemei Noso, that it didn't come yet the time to see, so you don't need a bedika elo shleigia is vesto, b'seichos on yomim shaya baderech, kigeni shashiyesh lo veses, b'leigia b'seichos on yomim. That Isha has a veses, and within the days that she doesn't see it in came, that the veses didn't come, in those days, so memele she's muter. So that means Ravun is talking about Reish Lakish, and they're both talking about Yesh Lovesis. And by Yesh Lovesis, you have to be choshesh for this man of Oina Beninis as well as the regular verses. Well, the Gia is Vesta, Rashi says, Kridim Biyosu Minaderech, Asur Adoirach, Bizman Ebo. We say that when the verses came, so for sure it came, and she would be also to more choshesh that she saw in the time of the verses. So the Gemara says, Kosovar Vesta is doiraisa. Rashi says, Halacha l'mishum misinai, the machzekin on lo, betumah sofek. It's halacha l'mishum misinai that we hold her, that she's tomei misofek, And because of this suffix tuma, when the raisa, so we say that she's also. So Ravuna is talking about Reish Lakish, and they're both talking about Yesh Lo Veses. And if Rashi is talking Yesh Lo Veses, that she has to be choishesh for Oina Benim is also. So all the Rishonim talk about Rashi, that Rashi holds that if the Veses was less than the Oina Benimis, which is Lamed Yom Shvo, Veses was, let's say, 25 days. And the Oina Benimis is 30, so it came the time of the Veses, and then it came the time of the Oina Benimis. She has to be choishesh again for the Oina Benimis. Or if it was Oina Benimis before the Veses, let's say the Veses was 35 days, so when it comes to day 30, she has to be choshesh for Oina Benimis Lufi Rashi. And Rabbi Bar Chona Omar, Afilu Igia Shas Vesta Nami Muteres, because all about Vesta is the Rabbanon. Afilu came the time of her Veses, so it's also Muter. Why? Because we hope Vesta is the Rabbanon. So Rashi says it's Richua Chachomin Livdek Diyen Vesta, Shemotire. That means that the Rabbana that she should be bodek on the day of the Veses. Maybe she'll see. Umiu heicha de lehaber beir vlei adina nibotke lo botke lo imesafkina lo tuma. The nafkemin is if he wasn't in town, and we don't know if she was bodek or not. That means if she was in town, so she has to be bodek for sure. The chachamim said she should be bodek lebailo. But if he's not in town, it's not lebailo. She doesn't have to be bodek. So we don't know if she was, maybe because she was Bodek. So we say, since Vester is Darabona, we don't have a suffix in the Tumah. She was Tami, she would tell us. So what's the machlok is the Vester is Darabona, Vester is Daraisa, the Chura. If she has a Shas Vester, she knows for sure a certain day that she sees. Why shouldn't we be Choshes? Like everything, we go through the Teva of, like Ruba de Lesa, come on, every Teva that there is, we're Choshes for it. Why shouldn't we be Choshes? So the Chura, the Pshat might be because it means that she has to be Boidek. The Halacha L'Mishum Mishina was that she has to be Boidek. We'll see the Rashi in the Tes. I'll read out the Rashi. The Tes is a Gemara that says, Bo minei Ahu Sobe mi Rabbi Yochanan. Ahu Sobe is from Rabbi Yochanan. Igia is Vesta be mei bura v'loi bodko ma'u. That means the mei bura, usually she's mesulekes domim and she doesn't see dam. So what happens if it came, that means it came the time of the Veses and usually she wouldn't see. But she has to be bodek or not. Komi boile aliba demam doma Vesta is d'raisa ma'i. Kivan the Vesta is d'raisa ba'i b'dike. Idilma kivan de domel mesulekim ba'i b'dike. If Vesta is d'raisa, maybe she has to be bodek. And if Vesta is d'rabonam, so maybe she doesn't have to be boidic. If Vester is the writer, the shayla, should she be boidic? We say the name is Sulaki. If Vester is the rabbi, no, she doesn't have to be boidic. Now, Rashi says here, Vester is the writer, oiso bedike, sheitzrichu ale isho lehibodek, pishas Vester. That bedike, she has to be boidic, the din that we know, that the Isha has to be Bredik Bishas Vesta, Dval Torah, who are Lochel Moshe Misinai. The Oirach Bizman Ebo, we say that the period, the Oirach, like it says in the Pesuk Basara, Oirach Kamoshe, Oirach Bizman Ebo. Vim Bo Yoim Vesta, Viloi Bodko, so it's a Lochel Moshe Misinai. And it's Oirach Bismanibo, we say it always comes in the day it's supposed to. So we're toilet and bimbo you invest of loy bodka she wasn't boidik machzakina lot meya. Le kamon perkalayad, the komi boilon, loy bodka be invest of bimei bura maudishailis. She wasn't boidik bimei bura. So Rashi says that it's aloha la mishumisina that she has to be boidik. And if it came the day of the vest that she wasn't boidik, so we hold that she's tome. Means if she was boidek and she saw that she didn't see any dam, so we know she's tall because she didn't see. But if it came the day of the Vestas and she wasn't boidek, so we say, Oirach Bismanibo, the period came at the right time, and we are totally that she's tome. So maybe the pshat, and if somebody holds Vestas, Labdorais, that's Darabonam, so then we don't hold that she's tome. Either Teva is that she sees every month at the same time. So maybe the pshat is because if she would see in those days before that it was Bar Gosha, that she would feel that the feeling is called a Re'iyah. She feels that there's a dam coming out, whatever the Argosha is, but there's a certain Argosha that she feels that there's dam, so because she would have known by herself that it's tummy. We're talking that she didn't feel that there's dam. So Memela, the Shaila, if there's dam, maybe she's not aware of it, that she was margish or not. So that's why it could be that we don't say Bestas Doraisa, because she would know if she's tummy or not. You don't need a bedika. The Rabbonim, the Masrich, a bedika. And Bestas Doraisa means Aloha Lamish Mishina, that she has to be boided. And without a bedika, we're told her that she's tummy herself. Maybe that's the pshat. I saw that the Ritva says, but if Esther's day I say, the Ritva says here in Daf Tosvov, Kloima, Shibo Boina Tafwa, Shisham Chacham Izatam is Mnesor Mutumosom, Bo Vester's day I say, Boina Vester's Nami do I say, and he brings it from the Posik. Igia Eis Vesto Mamish, and he came at that time, and we learn it out from Bizatim as Bnei Yisrael Mitumosam. The Gemara says in Shavuos that Bizatim as Bnei Yisrael Mitumosam, or later in the Gemara it says that it's, that he has to be furthest from Ishtoi B'Shaz Vesta, or Boinas Vesta. So the Fiyad Ritva is mashma that it's from the Posik. And Rashi says it's Halacha L'Moshim Nesina. Koponim, there's a Machlekes, if Vesta's Doraisa. So the Choshesh that Mistofik, maybe she's Tomei, the Choshesh Mistofik that she's Tomei, that says the Rabbanon, Rashi says it's a Chiyuv to be Boidek. But if we don't know if she was Boidek or not, if she wasn't Boir, if he wasn't Boir and she wasn't Boid, then we don't know if she was Boidek or not, so we don't say that she's Tomei. It's Mashma and Rashi also that even if we say that says the Rabbanon, we know that she wasn't Boidek, so she's not Mutter. It's just that we don't know if she was boidic or not. It could be Taylor that she's not Tomei. Then the Gemara says, Ravashi Masni Hochi, Omar Avune, Loi, Shomer Elo She'en Lo Veses Liyomim. That means if Ravashi says that only if she has a Veses Liyomim Vikfitzes, that means the day and a Pe'ula, she jumps or something, is Gurim that she should see them. So we say maybe she didn't do those Pe'ulas, and it wasn't Gurim. But if her Vestas is only the day itself is Gurim, so we say that she is Tomei. Rashi says on top, Leshon Oad Etnan B'chetz Kastara Demashma Filu Yigia Eiz Vesto. So that's only if we could be told that maybe she didn't bring on the Vestas. Then there's a Gemara Vaiter. It says a few Shurs Vaiter. Omar Abshmoy Mishmei Darab Yechon Isha Sheesh Lo Vestas Bailo Mechshav Yimei Vesto Bolero. Isha that has a Vestas Kavua. So the husband, the Baal, he counts, that means he sees like which day she was supposed to see, and he counts 7 days after that, Mistoma she was Toivel, and he told her that if, even if she saw, she's Toivel. So then the Gemara says, by the Hemshech, the Gemara says, hey, my Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Sofik Rasa, Sofik Loi Rasa. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that we don't know if she saw or not. Intim to the Marwaso, Ema Tovlo. Aval Vada, Rosso, Miema de Tovlo, Abla Sofik Vivada, Ben Sofik Moitim de Vada. Ms. Abiram is talking about a special special. We don't know if she saw, not even if she saw, she could have been Tovel, and she became Tor. The Ramban asks on Rashi, how does Rashi say that even if Yishoda has a Vesas Kovua, so she has to be Choshish for Oina Benanis, because Rish Lakish said Oina Benanis. And on that, Ravuna was Moisif, the Vesas Kovua. So you have to be Choshish for both. Either the Vesas Kovua comes first and the Oina Benanis afterwards. In any case, you have to be Choshish. But he says the whole thing that there's a Vesas Kovua means that she's a Mesulekes Domim in between the Vestas, that's when she doesn't see. So if so, we shouldn't be choshish for Oina Benanis. Oina Benanis will always come out in between two periods, in between two Vestas. So Memela, why should she be choshish for that? That's only Lefi Rashi, that he says that Rav Huna is talking on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, by Yesh Lo Vestas Kavua. But the Ramban, he learns different. He learns that Rish Lakish is talking by Ein Lo Vestas. And he says that you be choshish to Oina Benanis. And the chiddush of Rish Lakish would be, of course, your choshish to Oina Benanis. The chiddush is that there's time in between the periods, in between the Re'ya Rishon and the Re'ya Shnia, that we know for sure then she doesn't see. That means it could be a suffix of a few days, 25, 26, 27, but in between there's certain days that for sure it's too short of a time she wouldn't see then Re'ya. So Rish Lakish is talking by Ein Lovesis. And then Rabbuna came and said that by Yesh Lovesis Kavua, she has to be Choshesh only for the Vesis Kavua. But then the Ramban says that if a Isha didn't see her Vesis Kavua, she skipped that Vesis Kavua, so then for sure she'd be Choshesh for an Abenanis, because it's not a swear to say that she'll never see just in the Vesis Kavua. It can't be that Isha shouldn't see. So she should then, she'll be choshesh for an abenemis also. That means his machmir, he doesn't say that within the versus kavua, if the abenemis comes less than that, it'll be choshesh. Because you still have the versus kavua coming. But the versus kavua came and she wasn't seen. So then, she has to be choshesh for the abenemis. And in the Rambam, Rambam says in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, Yisuri Bia, Kolan Moshim, Sheyesh Lohan Vesef, talking about the Yisuri, Sheyesh Lohan Vesef, Bechez Kastara Lebalein, Atshetoim Olo Yitzmeyani, O Atshetus Nisnido B'Shchenisa. So he said this is Bechez Kastara, all the time that in between. Olach Bailo Limdina Acheres, Hakar Mishnah, V'Nicho Tohoiro, even if she's sleeping and she didn't say if she's talking or talking, she's becheskas toiro lebailo, and afilo if she's yishena, it's muter. So it's mashman the Rambam, the Rambam, the Rambam, that he's not choshesh, not before the Vesis, and not even after the Vesis. If he came after the Vesis, so he's also not choshesh. Only on the day of the Vesis, if he came that day, so then he has to be choshesh, and it's osur. And that's a third shita. It's not like the other shitas. The Masbir, the Ran and Shavuos, and the Magid Mishnah, the Masbir, and the Rambam, that what Reish Lakish said, it's talking about the same day. The day that she is supposed to have the period, so that's the day that it's also. They shouldn't say that because Vestas the Rabbonon, so bo minaderechei kilu, that even if Biyon Vestas is muter, and he says, afilu Biyon Vestas is also also. And, and then what Rabbi Yochanan says in Amud Beis, that Isha, that a Baal is Machshav Yemei Vesta, the 7 days, and then he's Baalel, so that Lefi the Rabbam would have to say only if Vesta is Doiraisa. So he learns Pshat to Rabbi Yochanan that Vesta is Doiraisa, so he has to be Choshesh for all their 7 days. But if we hold La Locha, the Rambam says in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud, Halacha the Rambam paskins that Vesta is the Rabbonim, and the Rambam paskins Vesta is the Rabbonim. It doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that he holds that that you have to be choshesh the 7 days. Then there's another kasha that the Gemara says in Daf Zayin on the Daleth. The sign of the Dalit, there's a machlekes of Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. If the Gemara says Rabbeinu Amar Tmei Nida, V'chachamim Rim Tibodei. It's talking Isha Shesh Lodes. It says Vigyashas Vestav Loi Bodkal. Basifu Aso Chesheshes Lodestav Chesheshes Lodiyot. So Gemara's Mashma that she has to be Bodek. Why does she have to be Bodek if we all best is the Rabbonon? So the Ran says that if it was Bob Minaderech, so they were Mekel more. Just like the Gemara says in the end of the first parak, that Tovo is like Bedika. I mean, there's if she was Bodek, it's a Heter. And if he was Bob Minaderech and he was Tovea her, he was Tovea and she didn't say that she's Tomei, so that's Doima to a Bedika. And that's also Mutar. And that's what the Gemara is talking about, that Bedika is good and Tovea could be instead of Bedika. Or that it could be Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said that there's a stick, a Sofik Rasa, Sofik Loi Rasa, and if we hold, not like the Rambam that Vesta is Deoraisa, only we hold that the Rambam that learned the Rabbi Yochanan that Vesta is Deoraisa, only would hold that it's Vesta is Derabbonon. So Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, we say that she counted the 7 days, and then it's like a stick, that Sofik Rasa, Sofik Loi Rasa, and even if Rasa, so maybe she was Tevah. Then there's a machlokas of the Ramban and the Rashba that's brought down. But we said before, the Ramban says that Aisha, that she didn't see in her Vesas Kavua, so she has to be choshesh for Oina Benanis. But the Rashba says that it's a Chumra G'dayla, the Rashba here on this studio. And she doesn't have to be choshesh la'ina benin. So it could be the hezbe, and that's also some are mazbe, that the shayla is, what is the takona of oina benin? It says oina benin is like in place of a versus kavua, and it's like a versus kavua. So it could be that since she has a versus kavua, even though she didn't see in it, but we don't bring another versus kavua instead of it, so she doesn't have to be choshesh to la'ina benin. But the Ramban would hold that Aina Benanis is just as a takona of Bedika. So if she didn't see by her regular verses, the takona of Bedika could still be Kayim. That's what we wanted to talk about in this studio. In another Inyan, I would be Moisif from the Gemara Nida, and it would be a Hoistofa addition on what we talked about 2 weeks ago, the Inyan. Avne Mizbech Sheshiktu Malchei Yovan. So there's a Gemara here in Nida, Daf Yud Gimel, which is mentioned that there was a Beit HaKnesses, the Shof V'Yosef Ben Ardor, that Rav Yehuda and Shmuel were standing on the roof of the Beit HaKnesses, that was Shof V'Yosef Ben Ardor. That means it moved and it replaced itself in Ardor. This Gemara has also brought in Megillah and in Avodah Zarah and Rosh Hashanah that there was a certain Beis HaKnesses in Ardor, a certain shul that was called Shof V'Yosef. So the Rashi always says that what's Shof V'Yosef in Ardor, that they brought, when Yechonia went out in Golus, they brought with him Avonim and Ophel from Yerushalayim. Rashi says that in Rosh Hashanah and Avodah Zarah, and Megillah doesn't say Yerushalayim, but he says they brought Avonim and Ophel from Yerushalayim, and they built with it a Beis HaKnesses. And the Shechina was sure in that Beis HaKnesses, like the Gemara says in Megillah, Heichon Shechina, the Gemara says, Bebeknishter, the Yishof Yosef Ben Ardor, and it says, some of Moroim were sitting there, and then they heard the Shechina was coming, and some went out, and some stayed, so the Malachim wanted to be mazik them, so they said, Olu v'sheinoy, Olu v'ruz nitchem itnemi, anyway, the Gemara says the Shechina was Shoirim. Rashi says because it came Avonim and Ophel that Yechonia brought from Yerushalayim. Because it says, Shirotsu Avodecho es Avoneho, es Aforo Yechoneinu. Because your servants, your Avodim, they were Meratze. I mean, they were Machshiv, your Avonim and your Ophel. The Marsho here in Nida, and that's Yud Gimel, brings down Gemara Shoya Nida brings down from the Oruch that Avonim came from the Beis Hamikdash. Said Aisu Badayim Beis Hamikdash. And I looked up in the Oruch, it really says there in the Oruch that it came from the Beis Hamikdash. And he says, Koru Shof V'Yosef Kolem Hashem Nosa Mikdash V'Yosef Shem, as if the Beis Hamikdash moved from Yerushalayim, and it sat down, it came back, it came into Na'adah, and that's why the Shekhinah was there. Tilu, the Shekhinah is moving from the Beis HaMikdash to Na'adah, to the Beis HaKnesses in Na'adah. And that's something we could ask on Akasha, because, first of all, how could you use the Avonim from the Beis HaMikdash and build the set of Beis HaKnesses? It's like a rudder from the Kedusha. And it's like Me'ilah, you're not allowed to use the Avonim from the Beis HaMikdash. Even the Avonim is Beach, so they put into the Gniza. So which Avonim could they use? Maybe it was Avonim that were broken already because Bol Prit and Mechilalua, like the Goyim came and they were Mechalalus. But really the Goyim, it's another Kasha. How could we say there was Avonim that was from the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was still time. It wasn't Nechrav in the time of Yechonio when he went into Golus. It was a few years later when Tzidkio went into Golus. So which Avonim from the Beis HaMikdash could he have taken to build the Beis HaKnesses? So maybe we should be matrik and say that it was Avonim either that was, well, that's also kosher to say that it was Avonim that once were in the Beis HaMikdash and then they had to make fixing and then they put them on the side, but still was from the Beis HaMikdash. How could you use it lehedis? The Gemara says also la burachara and a Beis HaKnesses lumas the Beis HaMikdash l'chura is for hedis. Or we could say maybe that it was Avonim that they prepared for the Beis HaMikdash, because the Avonim that you use for the Beis HaMikdash has to be Nechtzav Lishmo. You have to prepare it Lishmo, the digging out of the ground. Everything has to be Mitzchilo Lishmo. So it could be, because they prepared it Lishmo, so it has Hinedach Shivus of the Beis HaMikdash, even though they didn't use it yet. And those were the Avonim, maybe that Yechonia took with him, like the Mishnah said in the end of Midot, there was a Shal Yechonia, that Yechonia went into the Beis HaMikdash to say Shalom before he went into Golus, and he said, Shebo Yotze Yechonia be Golusoi. And he took with him Avonim and all.